Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Reed Hillen, and I'll be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know that a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to take a deep breath of hope, a deep breath of peace, a deep breath of trust, knowing that God is with you. Let's pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today I'll be reading from Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 20. This is from the Christian Standard Bible. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt should lose its taste, how can it be made salty? It is no longer good for anything, but to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket, but rather on a lampstand, and it gives light to all those in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or one stroke of a letter will pass away from the law until all things are accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commands and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. The word of God for the people of God. I wonder about the good works that shine our light and give glory to God, and the righteousness required to get into the kingdom of heaven. I wonder if those are connected. I wonder what good works you did today or yesterday to shine God's good light in the good world. As we finish our time together, we'll say these words of blessing. Hopefully you've memorized them by now. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. My friends, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.